Padre Pio received thousands of letters from people drowning in worry. His advice was usually shockingly simple, and if lived seriously, it changes everything. To his spiritual children, Padre Pio didn't offer complicated spiritual programs. He returned again and again to a few essential habits of the heart. First, he insisted on one prayer above all others, "Thy will be done." Writing to his spiritual daughter, Anita Rodote, he urged her to repeat those words in temptation, in suffering, and even in moments of joy. He called them an anchor, because a soul rooted in God's will cannot be swept away. Second, Padre Pio taught that nothing in our day is too small to offer to God. He encouraged his disciples to quietly give every action to Christ, work, fatigue, interruptions, everything. "Let us return everything to God," he wrote, "and draw nearer to Him. Even suffering, when it arrives, was to be offered as a gift God could use." Third, Padre Pio was relentless about one thing: never worry. Anxiety, he warned, is a waste of time. It corrodes trust in God and allows the devil to rob good works of their value. To worry is to act as though God were absent, when in truth He is most present. And finally, Padre Pio constantly lifted souls beyond this life. "How lovely is eternity in heaven," he once exclaimed, "and how miserable are worldly affairs." His advice was clear: live here, yes, but with your heart fixed on heaven. Padre Pio's counsel forms a single path: surrender to God's will, offer the present moment, refuse anxiety, and keep heaven before your eyes. Peace doesn't come from controlling life, but from trusting the one who already holds it. And if Padre Pio's wisdom speaks to you, join us each week here at Following Padre Pio for more reflections from his life and teachings.